11:51 left here in the first half. Lakers 8, Vassar nothing.
Really slowed down the pace of this game. Kind of interesting, the penalties and the, you know, plus so with the referee issue, it's really slowed down the pace of the game. We've had almost 10 minutes here of just really only one play. So I'm curious to see if that changes anything in the game, because it's been all Lakers so far, and they currently have the ball. But
it was Lakers with a hold, Vassar with a horse collar. Those are offsetting penalties. Now the ball is set down at the 35-yard line, 3rd and 15 now.
So essentially it's a replay, 3rd down.
Receiver wide to the left, Brandon Wuschlager. Receiver wide to the right. 2 men in the backfield with Katie in the pistol. Katie back to pass right through the middle and has a man open, number 1, Seth Bowles, but overthrown by about 2 yards. Good coverage there by number 23 for Vassar. Robert Atwood, the linebacker, fell back in coverage there. And with 11:24 left now in the second quarter with an 8-0 Laker lead, Lakers faces a 4th and 15 from the 35-yard line.
Yeah, it was number 54, Isaac Greaves, that actually got in on that. Forced him to throw the ball fast. The receiver was open, but the pressure forced the quarterback to actually force the ball early and was not able to connect on that one.
When all said and done here, Lakers going for it on 4th down, 15 to go, 2 wide each way. Katie back to pass, lets this one fly, and it is caught at the 16-yard line by number 18, Brandon Wuschlager. He has the 1st down by 3 yards. An 18-yard reception on 4th down and 15 keeps the drive alive for the Lakers. A nice play from the senior quarterback for Lakers.
Amazing play for Katie. I just said his name, Isaac Greaves. He absolutely rolled Katie on that play. He just got the pass off. He got up and he shook it off pretty good, but what a penetration, what hit by Isaac Greaves on that play for Vassar.
And Atwood brought him down, Wuschlager at the 18. Hand off to Diaz Reyes around the left 10, breaks off 1 tackle, he's down to the 5, and finally brought down at the 2-yard line, a 1st down and a 13-yard gain for Diaz Reyes, and now Lakers knocking on the door. And a 1st and goal from the 2 of Vassar.
Yeah, Diaz Reyes, shifty, not real big kid. He's not going to go through you, but shifty and hard to take down. Good run.
10:15 left in the second quarter. Lakers trying to go in for their second. They send 2 wide to the right. Pistol, power pistol to the right. That's Dubes to Katie's right and Diaz Reyes behind him, and they give it to Diaz Reyes over the top of the pile, and he leaps over and he gets down to the 1-yard line, shy by about a half of a football from the score. So now brings up 2nd down and a foot to go for the Lakers. 10.5 to play in the first.
Diaz Reyes showing his athleticism with the leap on that one. Basketball season, I don't think, started yet, Clark, but it looked like he was a little ready to get a start at it.
Colton Fabro with the tackle there, the linebacker. As Vassar, unsure what to do here, potentially going down by 2 touchdowns here.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a QB keeper here on a scramble show something different. I think Vassar thinks they're going to pound it up the middle. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Katie on a QB keeper roll it out towards the pylon.
Power pistol to the left. It's a handoff to Diaz Reyes at the last minute, and he's in standing up, dragging the defender in with him. And now it is Laker touchdown. Lakers 14, Vassar nothing. With 9:51 left in the first half. Lakers really showing their strength here on offense and defense, but Vassar's defense had Lakers stalled out on that last drive until it was 4th and 15. There was not a single yard gained on this drive for the Lakers.
Yeah, that big pass for Katie was huge. That drive was virtually stopped at that point. That pass made that series, and actually ending up in a touchdown ended up being a huge play.
And going for the 2-point conversion. Katie back to pass to the far corner of the end zone. It is caught. Can't quite see the number here, but the 2-point conversion is good for Lakers, and it's 16-0 over Vassar with 9:51 left in the second quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S., subject to credit approval. Invalid on new 2008-2014 models. Good through September 30th, 2014. See Ball Equipment for details. ATV and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and make sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Lakers 16, Vassar nothing. 9:51 left in the second quarter. Two possessions for Lakers results in two touchdowns. Terrence Dubes' kick bounces at the 12 and takes the Laker bounce to the 5. And bringing it in is number eight, David Warko. And when he brought in, what tried down on one knee to bring it in, and he was down at the 5-yard line. So a nice kick from Terrence Dubes, and the Lakers pins Vassar way back in their own territory. And this drive will be starting from the Vassar 5-yard line, 9:51 before halftime.
Yeah, good special teams play. It was about a yard from going out of bounds. I think he thought it was going to go out of bounds, and then when it didn't, he thought he had to pick it up at the last minute. When he tried to, he put his knee on the ground when he picked it up. So it's actually down immediately when he picks up the ball. Vassar's in tough field position inside the 5 to start off this drive.
Coming out with two wide to the right, including number 12, Tyler Humphrey. He's that 6'7" junior tight end. Listen to the tight end. Two wide to the left. Pratt is in the shotgun, and he's staying in the pocket. Pressure coming from Lakers. They kick this one off on the dump pass at the 10-yard line. He's still on his feet out to the 14-yard line.
I like that play call on first down, pin deep. It's nothing fancy, but it ended up in 9 yards, a lot of yards after catch, but it takes the pressure off the quarterback when you can get 9 yards on that, and they're out to the 14.
83, Ian Snyder with the tackle, the defensive end, senior for Lakers after a 9-yard reception. Steps out of a second and a yard to go, receiver wide each way. And it's going to be a handoff to around the right end. He has the first down, still on his feet. Finally brought down to the 21-yard line by number 4, Dustin Cady. The ball carrier on that one was number 21 for Vassar, DeAndre Callahan, the 165-pound, 5'10" senior. First down for Vassar now at their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, real shifty on that play. That was actually an end around that he actually almost got blown up, and he actually cut in. It was supposed to be around the outside of the defensive end, but he cut inside him to avoid a tackle and ended up in a first down.
First and 10. Screen pass to the right to number 12, complete to Tyler Humphrey. Still on his feet, down at the 29-yard line. Tackled by number 57 for Lakers, Taylor Fall. They're going to mark him down at the 29-yard line, just shy of the first down, but it looks like they want to measure this one.
Yeah, contact was made actually at the 25-yard line, and Humphrey just barreled through the defense. Lowered his shoulder, took a hit, and actually went through and got his team an extra 4 yards, so credit the kid for that.
And we have official timeout on the field, and they're going to bring out the sticks across all the way to the near sideline here to measure this one, as it is very close. If it is short of the first down, it's by about a half of a yard, if that. 8:49 left in the second quarter, 16-0, Lakers leading Vassar in other area games. Tommy Morneau had a 57-yard run, conversion no good, Bad Axe 20, Cass City 8, 11:42 left in the second quarter. So Bad Axe leading by 12, Lakers leading by 16 over Vassar here. And it is short of the first down by a foot, so it'll bring up second and a foot to go from the Vassar 29.5-yard line.
I like what Vassar's doing here on this drive. They're not just running dive plays like they were before that were getting blown up. They're throwing the ball, but what they're doing is they're throwing short passes, things that are manageable, things you won't turn the ball over with, and they're getting 5 or 6 yards a catch. And for a starting field position as they had, I like the aggressive play calling. And Vassar's actually moving the ball pretty good on Lakers right now. If they can drive this ball down the field and score before half, this is still a good ball game yet, and try and take some of that momentum away from Lakers to start the second half.
So they bring in three wide to the left. Pratt in the shotgun with number 21 Callahan to his left. And number 8 wide to the right, that's